Proverbs chapter 14. Ever wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. Faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easier unto him that understandeth.
Amen.
Go from the presence of foolish man, when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness. A stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself.
Amen.
The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Reading, if correctly read, 15 verses out of the 14th chapter of the book of Proverbs. Dear Lord, we bow our knees in your presence this morning to yield our hearts to you to speak through us and to this people what you want. And we pray, Heavenly Father, this morning that you'll bless every soul that's in this building. Bless the churches from whence many of them have come.
Yes.
Pray that you shall bless them with revival. Pray that you shall bless them with renewal of strength and courage and faith. Father, we pray this morning for those that's lost and without God and without hope, that they might be saved by the grace of God. Then, our Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the Spirit of God shall strangely deal with every soul that's here today.
Yes.
To be yielded fully to your way and to your will and to your purpose. Help us to realize the brevity of life and the certainty of death. The time so swiftly flees from us when we stand in the presence of a holy God to give an account of these few years of flighting time.
Yes.
That we've spent here in this little short pilgrimage. Father, we pray this morning that you help us, O God, to awake from our sleep.
Yes.
And our lethargy.
Thank you, Lord. Help.
And head out to be more determined to carry forth the things of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we pray this morning that the living Spirit of God shall so flow through all of us.
Yes.
That we recognize his presence and his service today. God bless our people for their faithfulness.
Yes.
Bless the friends that have joined in to help us. May the strength of God be upon them and in them.
Yes.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that now that the Spirit of God shall have full right of way and full sway in every bit of this week. Lord, grant that it shall bring honor and glory to Christ. Meet the needs of every heart in this building. Take thy servant, Loose his tongue, illuminate his mind, and speak through him. And we'll appreciate it and praise you for it. And oh God, do bless the place.
Yes.
Keep the devil off of the equipment.
Yes.
And help us, our Father, to enter into this conference.
Yes.
Free and loose to do the things that you want done. God bless those who shall come to speak, that they may be under the anointing of the Spirit of God. Move mightily through us, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In the 12th verse of the 14th chapter of Proverbs, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We've come, my brother, sister, to the period of time that this scripture is becoming real truthful. There is a way that seemeth right unto man. That seemeth right unto man. Seems all right to man. Looks all right to man. But the end thereof is the ways of death. We've come to that hour. The way seems right to men. It's not right with God, but it seems right with men. Because, first of all, it's the way of least resistance. We're living in a day when a lot of people are saying, give me my rights. Wrong has never had any rights. And wrong will never have any rights. Leave me alone, let me have my rights. When men are going against God and against the things of God, they have no rights.
That's right.
When men and women and boys and girls are living in sin and say, leave me alone, let me have my rights, they don't have any. It seems right. Because it's the way of least resistance. This way, in other words, my friends, it seems right because there's no resistance. It's like floating down the stream. Takes no effort to do it. It's like going down the hill without any brakes. Takes no effort to do it. But the farther we go down the hill without brakes, the faster we go. The farther we go down the stream, drifting, the farther from God we go. It seems right way. But yet, my friends, because of that, it takes no effort. It takes no struggle. Don't have to put forth any energy to go down the stream, to go the way of least resistance. Just drifting, just floating, just moving with the crowds, moving with the thinking of the public. Move it in a direction that everybody else is going. When really that's not truth. But they say, well, everybody else is doing it. It's not so.
No.
There's some that's not.
Amen.
And that's a lie within itself. Because I know a number of people that are not going that way. Folks say, well, everybody else is there. No, they're not. And thank God they're not.
Amen.
As we stop to realize it seems that way. There's a way that seemeth. Seems that that's the way. It seems like and looks like everybody is going that way. But thank God they're not. There's some still resisting the undertow. My friends, it seems right because of the world. Of the world. A lot of people getting in the whirl of the world. Rock music. Under the hypnotic forces of evil. And sin is hypnotic. But we've gotten into the whirl of the world. We headed out over the undertow and the undercurrent of the world. And it seems good to people because they're getting drunk on the world. Getting thrills out of the world. It seemeth right because it's a real world. It's real exciting. It's real thrilling. It's real stampeding to get in the whirl of the world seemeth right. Because we don't have to say no to anything. Because we don't have to be obedient to authority. Because nobody can tell us what we can do and can't do. We're in the whirl of the world, which says, let us whirl. Leave us alone. It seemeth their way seemeth right, also because it appeals to the flesh. And the depravity of man. After all, the dominating, motivating force of this world is the flesh. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh is taking over. And because of the depravity of man, because of our depraved natures, it's so much more natural to go the world the way that seems right. In other words, because humanity is depraved, has an evil inclination in it. You pick a fish up and throw him in water, the natural thing, the easy thing to do is start swimming. Because of the depravity of the human being, God tells us, in iniquity was I shapen, and sin did my mother conceive me. And he also tells us that they go forth speaking lies in their infancy. The very nature of a human being as he comes into this world is to sin. To run from God, to resist God. To resist authority. To say, don't put any brakes on me. Let me alone. Don't tell me what I can't do. Don't tell me I can't live this life. The depravity demands that there's no authority over persons. You can't tell me what I can do. My nature says this is the thing to do. My desire says this is the thing to do. My very craving of my flesh and my appetites is crying out to it. The very lust of my eyes is crying out to do it. It seemeth right because man is a creature of depravity. There's a way that seemeth right. And the reason it seems right, you're depraved. You was mold in iniquity. My friends, come forth of that nature demanding that you leave God and turn your back on God and resist authority and rebel against anything that demanded authority. So it seems right for this age, this generation, to rebel against authority and against God and against parents and against institutions and against governments. Because we're going that way. You see, when nobody can have any authority over us, there's no interference. Don't try to put the brakes on me. Don't try to stop my world. It seemeth right that nobody stops you. That nobody, parent or teacher or preacher or government, put any brakes on. Seemeth right that you let me go. That's my fleshly desire. That's what my eyes are seeing. That's what my very appetites are crying out. Hey, don't put brakes on me. Leave me going down the hill, down the stream. Leave me in the world of the world. Don't try to break me. I don't want to be slowed down. Seems right because of the depravity, the lust of the flesh, and the eye, and the pride of life. Pride! Don't bother my pride! Don't touch my pride! The pride of life seems right because many are traveling in that direction. So many people are living like that, acting the way the world wants them to act, dressing like the world wants them to dress, dancing like the world wants them to dance, cussing like the world wants them to cuss, smoking like the world wants them to cuss, gambling like the world wants them to gamble, sexy like the world wants them to be. Head it out. Wanting to go that direction. Don't bother me. Don't break me. It seems good. Everybody else is being sexy. No, I know some godly people yet. I know some godly women that are not trying to show how sexy they are. They're trying to show how godly they are. And I know some godly men who still lift up holy hands and pray. Not many, Preacher Ray. Amen. Not many, but thank God in the few. And Jesus knew it. And I'd be discouraged had he not forewarned. He said, straight is the way, and narrow is the gate. Few there be that enter. Fear not, little flock. Fear not the few, because it's my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My brother and sister, I'd have you realize this morning, on the authority of God's word, the few are not going to lose. God Almighty's not going to give this thing to the world that's gone mad with the pleasures of the body and the mind and the appetites of the carcass and flesh. Yeah, my little one, don't get shook up. Looks like everybody's going that way. But God said, hey, don't jump out of the boat. You can drive it up there. Stay in the boat.
There's a few that still hadn't gone. And there'll be a few that won't go. Hallelujah. Because God Almighty will see to it. He's got to have a few to turn his kingdom over to. He cannot turn his kingdom over to a bunch of rebels. To a bunch of worms. To a bunch of godless, sin-loving, God-defying sex perverts and drunkards and liars and cussers and Sabbath desecrators. Hey, God's not going to turn his kingdom over to that bunch. It seems right. What seems right don't make God do it. Keep in mind, many are traveling. It's the most popular way. Did you know it's popular to be religious and be as mean as a yard dog? Mean as the devil. Go to church and put on your religious front and get out and live like the devil. That's the popular day in which we're living. Put on a long sanctimonious face and put on our go-to-meeting clothes and put on a frown on Sunday and then go out and run naked all week and cuss and dance and go to the frolicking places to sin. It seems popular. But not with God. Come ye out from among them and be ye separate. Place not many days ago. They had a young man up for raping a girl and said, "He ought to be killed, ought to be put in prison." I said, "Yeah, the girl running around with a little stick around her neck and carcass ought to be put in there with him." And can you mamas and daddies stop your young ones from going at it? Don't fuss at the men about raping them and taking their character from them. That's all we see. It's the sexiness of your daughters. Then why? Why go up when they go under? They invited you. You invited when you left. Some of you thought that I was mean enough in the way I preached. But look at some of the daughters of your town. What's happened to them? In the last 2 nights. There's been some shotgun weddings in town. There'll be some more. Face the truth tonight, today. It seems good, but the way is not good when women and girls go naked. It's not good. He said in the book of Isaiah, your sons are lying at the head of the streets, tangled in the nets like a wild bull, the passions of men. Face it this morning. When you invite sin, oh, it seems good to be popular and go naked and smoke your grass and take your dog and go and desecrate God's day and lay out in the mixed bathing pools and wallow around like a bunch of old sow. But when something comes up, you start hollering. Yeah. What else you expect? That's the way it seems good to me. But the end of it. Yes. The end of it. The end of it. Face the truth today before God. You say, "Preacher, you're the preacher." That's what God called us for. He said, "I'll set thee a watchman, and if you warn not the folks of the wicked, then the blood's on your hands." Not only intend to come up with a bunch of blood dripping over my family. If I get any, if I do anything, I'll get meaner, not lesser. I've seen enough till I'm sick. And when you start looking at the harvest of it, Oh, my God, I get sick inside. And then I get scared. Maybe I haven't preached plain enough. Maybe I haven't preached rough enough. And I've asked God to forgive me. And if you want to get some preacher that's going to preach against your sin and reveal sin, you better be moving your place to listen. There's plenty of preachers that are pussyfoot, backtrack, and kick in your ears. Don't talk. But here's an old preacher. They ain't going to quit fighting sin or the devil as long as I've got breath. I'm not going to quit. If you think I am, you got another thought of coming. Because many are traveling that way. It's popular. Everybody else is doing it. No, they're not. I know some of them. Thank God for them. And I got sense enough to know, brother, sister, God always have some of them. Because in the final analysis, he's going to give it to the kingdom of that faithful few. So you think God's going to slip up like that? Then your brain's on a vacation. You hear me this morning? Don't condemn the world around you when you're inviting them to take you over. Not only that, seems right. Because it's the bright lights. Like he wants to do. We in the bright lights. We're living like folks are living. We ain't got caught in the crowd. The bright lights. The popular bright lights. We're in the spotlight. Everybody seeing that we inspire, we in fashion, and we carry out our passions. We in the bright lights. Broad road. We're not one of those little old narrow minded. One of those little goody-goody holier than thou crowd. We're running the road with everybody. You sure are. And it seems good you're going that way.
You women can wear your shorts and your breeches and show off your sections.
But there'll be an aftermath of it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You hear me? I see a lot of mamas run around in the pictures. I've seen their daughters wreck.
Yes, amen.
That's a result of sin among us. Preacher Ed, you're too radical. Then you'll have to hunt you somewhere else to hear somebody a little pussyfoot waiting to kick your ears.
Yes.
I'm too old to quit. I'm not going to back up. I'm afraid I'll drown in the backwater now. Broadway. Where the crowds are pressing me. Where the lights are bright. And there's nothing wrong in the light anymore. Used to folks would hunt the dark. But now they don't care.